Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Cleena Doherty is an artist who, like many artists, likes to feature her work on social media. But because Cleena often paints female nudes, Instagram doesn't like it and keeps banning her. And she's now facing the prospect of a permanent ban. Afternoon, Cleena.
Hiya, afternoon. How are you keeping?
How long have you been an artist for?
So I studied art through my whole school and went to university, but I became, I suppose, a self-employed artist in 2020 during the COVID pandemic.
And is it mostly or exclusively nudes that you do?
It's exclusively nudes, yeah.
Okay, and why nudes?
So, like, when studying art, you have to do life drawing classes. And I remember my first ever life drawing class, this woman in her mid-60s came in, and of course there's a bunch of between 17 and 21 year olds in the class, and she just drops the towel. And I remember thinking, oh my god, like, she's got some empowerment to be able to come into a class and do that, and how amazing would that be to have that form of self-love. And since then I just kind of fell in love with it, and then I went on and done animation. And of course with animation you have to study the human form again, and it was the same thing happened but with both male and female. And I remember thinking, like, they're so empowered and so in tune with their bodies, and is there a way that I can push that to help other people? And it kind of started from there.
Okay, all right. So that's a good explanation of what you're attempting to do in your art. So to describe your work, you wouldn't classify it as hyper-realistic. I mean, it's recognisably a nude, but slightly abstract, I suppose.
Yeah, I would class myself as an abstract figurative artist. So I try to portray as much of the emotion behind the woman as to her body as well. So I definitely would say I lean towards more the abstract end of things more than the realistic kind of what you would deem as Renaissance painting.
Yeah, and when you were starting out then as a full-time artist, did you try going through the kind of gallery way of selling your work?
Yeah, I'm actually in a gallery in Belfast, and of course I'm featured in a couple of stores down south. But for an artist, galleries take a huge chunk of your profit, and having Instagram as a platform is one of the ways that you can be a self-represented artist and keep the profits that you're putting into your work, yeah, and to cut out basically the middleman.
Yeah. And so how long, when you first put up your first pieces of art on Instagram, what was the gap between that and Instagram either suspending you, or what did they do? Did they send you a warning first, or did they just suspend you immediately?
So it works like, usually it's within either a couple of hours, or sometimes it's flagged a couple of weeks later. You would notice, mainly since they updated the algorithm, they don't really give you a notification anymore. You can just see that your Instagram or your exposure has been down an awful lot. So then you can go in and check your Instagram status. And that's when I find out that I'm blocked, or that my content is either going to be removed and I have to file for a review, or they have taken it down basically.
Right. Okay. And when you ask for a review, what's that process?
You just click a button. It's Meta. You don't really speak to people. I have wrote emails in the past and I've got no reply, but you just hit for review. But it could take up to 2 to 3 weeks for that review to kick in. And by that stage, there's another piece that has been flagged. So,
and when you ask for the review, can you be sure that it's a person who's doing the reviewing, or just an AI looks at what the previous AI did and they high five each other and say, yeah, good job there?
Yeah, I reckon it's more AI and code that's doing it more so than an actual person, which is where you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. Now, and in any email exchanges you've had with them, have they been with real people, do you know?
No, I've actually never replied back, got a reply back.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Chrissy, who done the article in The Independent, got a reply back and they said that the female form in art is allowed, but I have screenshots of my account being warned against and banned and content removed to suggest otherwise.
And for this to happen, is there like an algorithm combing Instagram, a kind of a nipple hunter combing Instagram, or are actual other account users perhaps complaining?
Nipple hunter, I love that. I think so. I think it's a bit of both. I think I say maybe 10% is people reporting it or finding it offensive, which everybody in their whole right, like, has a right to do. It's their opinion and art is subjective. But I say 90% of it is an algorithm coded based that is just scanning through Instagram, spotting a woman's breast and deeming it sexually explicit.
But if it was another account holder who complained, they'll never tell you that or tell you what the basis of their complaint is. So it's just completely mysterious. Have you tried for an experiment, Cleena, putting up a male nude? Just a male, just a torso. You don't have to show their Mickey or anything, but like just, you know, male nipples to see what happens.
I've done a male commission. And again, it was the front post of one of my posts. And yeah, there was no issue with it. None. Last year, I done an entire collection that wasn't based on nudes. My Instagram algorithm went up. Engagement went up over 200%. For instance, one of my nudes only reaches like 1,000 people, and one of the older collection that wasn't a nude reached nearly 8,000 people. So it is that kind of what you're fighting against. It's not Free the Nipple campaign.
It's funny because given that, you know, when I asked you about how you started doing nude portraits, that it was about that kind of sense of self-empowerment. It was about a confidence. It's not about naked skin at all. But what the way Instagram is acting is actually exactly the sort of thing you're trying to kind of struggle against with your art.
Yeah, completely. Like every painting that I do is of an Irish woman. And often I get the struggles and their empowerment story behind it. And for me to be able to kind of promote that, I need a platform that is open to that promotion. And Instagram's just not that at the moment. It's very censored. It's very, how would I describe it? Like very focused around that kind of cancel culture. And if they don't think that that fits into their narrative, they're not going to allow it to grow. And, it is such a struggle because I have so many women that I've done portraits for that I'd love to share their story. But often prior to me posting, I'm like, I can't share this because of the fear that it'll get taken down, it'll get removed, my account will get deleted, which is horrible because some women and girls could read them stories and find it really empowering and it could change their life in the smallest way.
And so are you, like, have they officially told you you're on your last chance now?
I got an email the last time saying that I was on my last chance and the account would be offered deletion if I keep going against community guidelines. So now I have to think about really censoring my work and blurring out the female breast and the nipple, which is something I've stood against. But at the same time, with the ball rolling in my career, I can't take the risk of not doing it because my Instagram is my gallery.
Mm, yeah. Valerie just texted in to say, I have a breast cancer service and I've had this problem on Facebook. When I post check your breast and awareness images, it's super annoying. So they're doing the same thing even for women's health. It's a boob. So God help you, Cleena. I suppose you have to do it, but that kind of almost negates the purpose of what you're doing.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm doing my my art a disservice by doing it, and I'm doing the women that painted a disservice by doing it. But at the same time, I'm kind of have to bite the bullet and do it, because if I do it now, then more women might get empowered by it later down, because my account will grow and I'd be able to show people that kind of my art. But it's coming back to the female form is so heavily sexualized that you can't even post a painting.
Yeah. Cleena, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and we wish you the very best for the future. That's the artist Cleena Doherty there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.